seizing assets, are you not?
That's right, Larry. We were able to grab about $350 million of crypto assets, and then on top of another $100 million that we had recently gotten. So we're almost at $500 million there. And we are freezing bank accounts everywhere. More importantly, we are making people less willing to deal with the regime. Mm. And then, so it's the economic fury along with the blockade, because now the port at Karg Island is at a virtual standstill in terms of loadings. We think that the Iranian storage will be full soon. They'll have to start capping in their wells, which will lead to permanent problems. And, you know, again, the regime won't be able to pay their soldiers. And equally important, Larry, is they won't be able to fund their proxies, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, around the world. Because one of President Trump's goals in this was to stop Iran's ability to project terrorist power around the world. Iran was the largest sponsor of state terrorism around the world. They've been killing Americans for the past 47 years, and that's coming to a stop now.